So yo, welcome to Fly Polar Radio. Fly Polar Radio. It's been a minute, man. It's a cold shoulder. You know, I'm flipping through pages, man. Y'all might hear in the background. But this one is all about a poetry episode. You know what I mean? Poetry should be stinging, slapping the shit out of motherfuckers. Fuck all that sensitive poetry. I mean, you know, you gotta have an empathetic side too, you know. But I think in this day and age, it's important to be sharp, you know what I mean, aware. You know what I mean? Empathetic. We're going to have to go back to, you know, a lot of those human elements, man, you know. So, with that being said, I'm going to go right to it, man. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light. It is our darkness that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Gorgeous, talented, fabulous. Actually, who are you not to be, dogs? You are a child of God. Playing small does not serve the world. I repeat, playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. You are the most powerful cultural force in the world. I trust my intuition to deliver. I trust my intuition to deliver. Peace. So yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm juiced. You know what I mean? I finally found a way to, you know, transmit my thoughts to the world, basically, man, through my phone and through this app. Is pretty tight too. So yeah, man, it's the first episode of Cold Show Radio. I welcome you, you all welcome. Man, I'm telling you, man, a lot of good music, man, that I plan to release. You know, being an artist over the years, touring with some of the best, sharing stages with some of the best, man. I think it's important that I share my story, you know, my travels, my journeys, my experiences. You know what I mean? All the way back from since the 90s, man. You know what I mean? Shit. When I remember Pac coming in the club, you know what I mean? I get around and shit. We opening up for him. And, you know, Junior Mafia coming to Ohio and shit. And I'm busting some legs, and you know I got a couple of fans in the state in the fucking crowd. Yeah, man, shit. Yeah, man. We true to it. We ain't new to it, man. You know, so that's what I say, man. You know, don't get mad because I don't like your shit. Sometimes I just don't like it, man. You know, you got to roll with that and keep it moving. But I know what I like. Yeah. And we been tight rolling with like Ohio player funk shit. And we was like the Ohio Clique exclusive kind of cast. So we, you know, we used to get like WBLS mixtapes, man. You know what I mean? And play them over the phone like, I bet you ain't got this. So we was up on it, man. It was like a melting pot. So you ain't gonna sit up here and tell me that you know what's tighter this. Man, I know. So keep it moving, but I'm still welcome you to the Cold Show Fly Polar podcast. Let's go.
Talk about the cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder. Studies say 30% of the population experiences brain freeze. 30%. So some people do it and some people don't.
Most people have experienced a brain freeze.
Everybody's probably experienced a brain freeze at one point, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and it hurts.
You may have been the victim of brain freeze.
Brain freeze. The dreaded
get to answer.
Will you have brain freeze, relax, put the popsicle down, give it a few moments, and it will resolve.
Cold as ice, cold as ice. Cold shoulder, fuckers. It's nasty.
You know, I put the cold shoulder on straight from the freezer.
Ice cold.